The film Al Helm, Martin Luther King in Palestine, tells the story of an American gospel choir that travels to the West Bank to work with members of the Palestinian National Theater on a play about Martin Luther King Jr. That unusual collaboration was the idea of American playwright Claiborne Carson.
From the very beginning, I've been very curious about the idea of bringing King to new cultures. He's no longer an American cultural possession. It's a global icon. And I want to tell King's story in a way that's going to resonate with Palestinians.
I just kept shooting, largely with no money.
Filmmaker Connie Field, who is Jewish, traveled with the group to document the play, but says she ended up capturing much more.
When the darkness of him,
I just became so fascinated with what was going to happen, largely with the African-American choir and what were they going to experience seeing the Palestinian territories for the first time, especially given what they'd been brought up to believe. They talk, in fact, about thinking all Palestinians were terrorists, and so I just said, I've got to see what happens here. And that became the story, really.
By performing together, they toured the West Bank. The Christians and Muslims had an opportunity to learn about each other.
They had the experience of seeing them completely different than who they thought they were. It was really quite amazing.
The choir also visited the Jenin refugee camp, where they met Giuliano Merchamis, a popular Israeli-Palestinian actor who founded a community theater there. They witnessed the sometimes violent life under occupation when Merchamis was gunned down, ironically, on the anniversary of King's assassination. In the end, Field believes the trip was a transformative experience for everyone involved.
They wouldn't take this and become spokespeople all over, but I think it's really definitely changed them inside, very much.
To heal the sin sick soul.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.